last week, so that's very exciting. I'm very excited to get talking to the promoters and everything. And yeah, I guess we better get to the music part. My partner has been playing a lot of, like, Cambodian music, which I think is super cool. I think we both think it's nice to, like, not even understand the lyrics, because sometimes the instrumentals just speak for themselves. And, yeah, music really is a conversation, even without words. So, it's been cool to listen to some music in languages I don't understand. Unfortunately, I can't pronounce any of the Cambodian song names, because I can't. But the artists that we're going to be listening to are Sin Sithamouth and Rosaray Sothia. Alright, getting started on that now. Oh, I also forgot to mention that we will be having a guest later on in the show to come and talk about this club that is open for UVM musicians and those interested in the music industry. More on that later. Thank you.
mệt qua khiếu dương chi tục lê Xong sàn pro lai nắng o thò mà chi Bài thôn mất ngày trúng bò hòn trong yên Chân mân trong kia chân ai phía sở sợi
Hồn kề mân luông bá on rù bò
chia chong hoa phê chân bong trong bãi khai khai miền việt nam nâng ban nẹp nâng tóc chân ao ra của ấy của xa bong nẹp cro cây chia sẻ mong hè đây ruộng ôn pro này đọt đây sẻ bò
miền lai thầm chia sẻ sao sẻ chân đá đôi dương bị buông sẻ chia cùng pro sẻ ôn nâng bóng hẹn hai con
I know.
right, we just listened to 5 songs by some Cambodian singers named Sin Sisamath and Rosaray Sothia that I can't pronounce because they're in Cambodian. But I think they were beautiful and wonderful, and I hope you did too. Before we move on, we have a public service announcement for you all about birding. Spring has sprung, and that means many species of both short-distance and long-distance migratory birds are returning to Vermont. Spring and early summer are prime birding season, as it is breeding season for the birds. So many of them are decked out in their bright breeding plumages and singing their hearts out in hopes of attracting a mate. Some species that are returning to Vermont soon that you should be on the lookout for are American robins, red-winged blackbirds, scarlet tanagers, and bobolinks. Wow, these are crazy names. So park yourself under a big tree, grab your binoculars, and keep your eyes peeled for some feathered friends. This message is from your birding DJs at WREV-FM Burlington. I myself have never birded. I think that would be so cool. I would love to try that. And hopefully you guys do too at some point. Also, I've just received word that it is my father's dear friend's and bandmate's birthday today. Happy birthday, Jack. The big 82. This is huge. You know, 82 years of just joy and whimsy, I hope. Yeah. I guess I could sing happy birthday now, but that'd be kind of awkward because I'm just sitting in here alone. Happy birthday. Okay, I'm not doing that. Just kidding. Anyways. Yeah, happy birthday. It's a joy to know you. Yeah, so we're switching it up a little bit for the next set. Moving to some, like, trip-hop. I don't know how to explain it. Genre. We're playing some, like, frou-frou type music. If you don't know frou-frou, you should listen to frou-frou. I guess you will be listening to frou-frou, unless you change the channel. Which you shouldn't, because I think you should listen to frou-frou. But if you've ever heard Imogen Heap, you have also listened to the joy that is frou-frou, because Imogen Heap is in frou-frou. And they're just fantastic. Yeah. But before we get to frou-frou, we're listening to some Rilo Kiley. This is Breaking Up by Rilo Kiley. Words
Yeah. no meaning. Snap out of it. I'm not falling for this one. If love is surrender, then whose war is it anyway? Do just what I tell you, and no one will get hurt. Don't come in any closer, 'cause I don't know how long I can hold my heart into.
So we just listened to Psychobabble by Frou Frou, Misery by Winter, Breathe In by Frou Frou, and Breaking Up by Rilo Kiley. We now have a very awesome special guest in the studio today. Say what's up, George.
What's up?
That is George. He is here to represent this really cool club called Real Love Records. And yeah, tell us a little bit about it.
All right, thanks for having me, Izzy. Real Love Records is a UVM club that is not new, but it's been around since, I'll say, 2022, and it's a community for UVM musicians. And recently, me and some friends have started the journey of bringing it back to the surface, and it's, in short, it's a student-run organization at UVM that brings together musicians, creatives, and other people who are interested in music to collaborate and share their music. Our goal as a club is to support students while also providing learning for hands-on music skills in the industry, learning about promotion, production, and anything that kind of involves all things music related here at UVM. And a lot of what we fight for is to give musicians at UVM a chance to share their music. We want to represent them, we want to connect musicians, and yeah, we just want to be a community for people who are passionate about music here at UVM.
Incredible. So do you guys have any goals for the rest of the school year, over the summer?
Yeah. So I'd say this semester, our goal, just because there's not a lot of time left in the semester, we're planning on putting on what we call a tiny dorm, which is kind of like a NPR tiny desk. And we're going to have that happen in the near future. And I'll keep up to date about that. Not too sure when it's going to be, but we're going to have a tiny dorm, and that's going to feature an artist in their dorm room, and we're going to record it. We're going to do audio, little video action. And then I think we're also planning on trying to sign more artists to Real Love Records. And what that kind of means is we'll have your band or you as a musician join Real Love, and you'd get access to engineers who are students, people who might want to manage you, or if you are looking for artists, you'd be able to advertise that and be like, hey, I'm with Real Love, I want a bass player or this or etc. And yeah, I think another goal of ours is we're going to try to have at least one or two on-campus events happen, like maybe in or near like Harris Millis, like on the green. So we'll keep posted on that on the Instagram at Real Love Records. Yeah.
Very cool. How often do you guys meet? Where do you meet? Can anyone go? Can my grandpa go? Like,
your grandpa could definitely come, Izzy. Okay. We got room for everyone. We've been meeting every other Thursday. We met, I think, this last Thursday in Southwick, room
206,
yes. That's what it is. And, yeah, it's, we have our next meeting is not this Thursday, but the next one. And that's pretty much our last meeting for the semester, but we're going to go over some goals. Hopefully by then we'll have a lot of the details sorted for Tiny Dorm. And yeah, we're going to try to meet a lot more often next semester, and hopefully by the beginning of the semester have a little mixer, a little new artist mixer, especially for incoming freshmen who want to join bands, you know. I don't know about you, but I know it's hard coming to UVM trying to find a band because there are so many artists around here, and
it's true.
Not a lot of places to like find them easy, so, you know.
It's true. And some people that are booking agents don't respond to their emails.
That's the sad truth.
It's the sad truth. I myself went to a Real Love Records meeting this past Thursday, and I thought it was very cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. We split up into little groups. I went with George's group. It was very cool. There was a lot of good ideas being thrown around. I think if you're interested in music or the music industry at all, and you're free on Thursdays from 7 to 8:30, or I guess next Thursday from 7 to 8:30, then you should make your way over to Southwick 206. Yeah.
It'll be worth it. Yeah, right now we have four committees. We got marketing and social media, production and engineering, design and media, and management and events, which is my field. And yeah, like, come reach out, come to a meeting, you know. We're always looking for people who are passionate about it, people who want to get involved in the industry and support artists, you know. And if you have a band you feel like would want to be represented or be a part of it, feel free to reach out on the gram. You know, we have our email listed out. We have a bit of a spreadsheet running of people who are artists or people who want to be associated with Real Love. So, you know, open to anyone, really.
So another question for those looking to be signed. Does this cost money? Like, do you... What's the situation with that?
It's free. It's all free. Whoa. And what it really is, it's just trying to be a community for all these artists. Like, we want to be able to prioritize UVM musicians and give them the chance to gig out, you know. Especially, you know, there are a lot of venues out there in Burlington that aren't doing too well that could use a lot of cool bands at UVM, and I know there are people who want the chance to play out, don't know where to start. You know, we have a lot of people here at Real Love who have played out, who are musicians and have those connections, and if you sign with us, you'll get the chance to you know, have access to those connections, have access to meeting with people who, you know, want the chance to record. We're working with people in the music tech business major who want the chance to produce more, want the chance to record. And I think if that's something you're interested in, you know, feel free to reach out.
Very cool. I think it's so cool that you guys are doing this. And also, two of the other people that got this club going again are also WREV e-board members.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Elise and Lauren. Very cool. Very awesome. Yeah. You got anything else for us, George?
I don't think I do. Thanks for having me. You know, I hope to see anyone who's listening at the next meeting, and that's not this Thursday, but next, and it's at 7 at Southwick, room 206. Feel free to show up, bring your friends, talk music, you know. We're here to have a good time.
Yep. All right. Goodbye. Wait, I'm still gonna be here. I have some more music to play. But say goodbye to George.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye, George. All right. Next up, we got, I guess, some more frou-frou. So we got some more frou-frou. And then Magna Carta, who I got to see in Boston this weekend. They were so good. They were so good. And we also saw Tommy Fleece, and, like, my friend, like, went outside in the middle of Magna Carta's set and, like, hung out with Tommy Fleece, which is crazy. He was wearing this really silly hat, and I thought it was great. Anyways, yeah, some more frou-frou, and then Magna Carta.
Long of love leaves me breathless. Of the future could have saved the cindered sister, and I'm motioning still, they stand inside me, and moments until the color less, I kiss a cold.
we just started listening to Bound to You by Frost Children, and we didn't get any further than 36 seconds, but if you have the time, you should listen to the rest of it. It's pretty good. And then before that, we had Flicks by Fru Fru. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in today. My name is DJ Berger. We have George in here as well. Thank you, George. This is Between the Buns. I'll be here next week, Monday 2 to 3. And I think there's only two more shows after this. I could be wrong. How many weeks are left in the semester? Two?
Is that so? That's kind of insane.
Yeah. I think that might be the case. But anyways. Yeah, two more weeks. So two more burgers before, I'll probably be playing over the summer because I'll be here. But anyways, happy Monday. Have a great rest of your week. Goodbye.
Try to